Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. When we talked to Mayor de Blasio the other day, he told us that Elmhurst Hospital was being hit the hardest of all the city hospitals, and that does indeed seem to be the case, as Glenn Schuck reports live from Elmhurst this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, the loss of life here at Elmhurst is staggering. You're not going to believe this number. 13 people have died from the coronavirus here in just a 24-hour period. Now, we don't have official details yet as to those who lost their life, but we know this. They're telling me it's a high toll among the elderly and those who have pre-existing conditions like diabetes, lung disease, or lung cancer. Dr. Colleen Smith works in the ER here at Elmhurst.
Concern is that all these ventilators that we're told are coming but haven't really started to materialize in large numbers, are they really coming? Will we really get them? And will we get them fast enough? Because we're intubating people at a very high rate.
And the staff certainly worn out emotionally and physically from dealing with this. Now, huge tents line the area here in the streets surrounding the hospital as more and more patients still come in to be evaluated. At least 6,000 cases of the coronavirus in Queens alone. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Lyman Elmhurst Hospital.
Now, there was a picture on social media of three nurses at Mount Sinai West Hospital wearing plastic trash bags as protective gear. One of them was even holding a box of hefty bags. The caption read, "No more gowns in the whole hospital." Now, the New York Post is reporting some workers at the hospital near Columbus Circle are blaming the death of a worker there on the lack of supplies. Kias Kelly was admitted to Mount Sinai's flagship hospital on the Upper East Side after testing positive for the virus. He died Tuesday, a week after he was admitted. He was 48. His sister tells the New York Post her brother had severe asthma but was otherwise healthy. A spokesman for the hospital denies that Mount Sinai West lacks proper equipment and is failing to protect its staff. As we occasionally have to remind some people, 911 is for emergency calls only, but with everything that's been going on lately, it seems another reminder is in order, as we hear from John Montone this morning. John?
The spike in 911 calls, a sort of pandemic panic, prompted the union representing EMTs to remind city dwellers.
New Yorkers, only call 911 during a real emergency. Allow first responders to assist those most in need.
Calls for ambulances jumped from 3,200 to 5,700 in 4 days.
If you are not severely ill, follow the guidelines put in place by the New York City Department of Health and keep healthcare access available for those with more severe illnesses.
Boiled down, call 911 only if you need help immediately. The union representing EMTs also claims it's being forced to use protective masks over and over again, which FDNY brass says is a complete falsehood. And New Yorkers aren't the only ones quick to dial 911. Out in Newport, Oregon, population 10,000, the police department says its 911 kept lighting up with people panicking because their toilet paper supply was running low. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
The virus is taking a not unexpected toll on the NYPD.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea tells 1010 Winds he's juggling shifts and personnel to cope with depleted ranks.
We are definitely taking a hit in terms of members reporting sick.
But he says they're adjusting hour by hour, and uniformed patrols are on the street to make sure social distancing and density reduction is underway. He says they're providing reminders, and he sees nearly 100% compliance.
The very last thing I would want the men and women in the police department becoming the morality police, if you will, where we're having to issue summonses. I think that's a last resort, and quite frankly, I don't think we're going to get to that point.
He says New Yorkers know what they need to do. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Cars are going to be banned from streets in four boroughs Friday to Monday to give New Yorkers a bit more room to spread out while walking around. Here's the list: Manhattan, Park Avenue between East 28th and East 34th Street. In Brooklyn, Bushwick Avenue from Johnson Avenue to Flushing Avenue, that's Williamsburg. Queens, 34th Avenue from 73rd Street to 80th Street in Jackson Heights. And in the Bronx, Grand Concourse, East Burnside and 184th in Fordham Heights. Trader Joe's has closed four of its locations temporarily because employees have either tested positive or are suspected of having coronavirus. The locations include the Union Square and Soho stores, as well as Plainview on Long Island and Millburn, New Jersey. The company says these locations will open as soon as they are fully cleaned and restocked. Trader Joe's says employees at those locations will be paid for all of their scheduled shifts. We know a lot of people are out of work in New York City. Just how many is not yet clear, but we do have some preliminary figures from the NYC Hospitality Alliance, which surveyed restaurants and bar owners. They reported laying off or furloughing more than 67,000 employees since last Friday when Governor Cuomo signed the New York State on pause executive order. Connecticut reports they're seeing a 20-fold increase in unemployment applications. Some retirees and former workers have been called in to help handle the workload. Hospital workers have been putting in very long hours. They need to be fed, and on the island, some businesses near a hospital are chipping in.
You've probably heard the expression many times, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And there's no better example of that than at the hospitals. Nurses and doctors wearing protective gear and treating patients with COVID-19. And who has their backs? The local businesses, like Bambino's, a pizzeria right across the street from Mount Sinai South Nassau Hospital. Owner John Milano says local law offices and other businesses have been donating money. And Milano, his brother Nicholas, and their staff make pizzas, garlic knots, and chicken rolls and send them over.
You know, we're trying to take care of the maintenance. We're trying to take care of the OR. We're definitely taking care of the ER.
Hospital spokesman Joe Calderoni says you have no idea how much it's appreciated.
It's not only the food. It's really about lifting the spirits of the healthcare workers who are on the front lines.
Among the many other businesses sending over food, the Massapequa Diner, Ralph's Ice, Long Beach Social, and local bagel shops. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Oceanside, Long Island.
It is harder to commit crimes when there aren't as many people around to victimize, so the city's stay-in-place policy is causing a major downturn in criminal productivity. Crime overall down 17% compared to the same week a year ago. Shootings are down more than 23%. Rapes down 69%. And with so few people on the subway, subway crime is down 33%. Car theft is up, though, 52%. Overall crime had been headed up before all this was going on. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.